Good morning, everyone. I'm Madonna Guy from The Natural Alternative. Welcome. I wanted to talk today about the real connection between cortisol, stress, trauma, and incretins. So the GLP-1, GLP-2, and GIP that are as in tri-GLP. So let's talk about cortisol because most people have heard of that in relation to stress or pain or weight gain. So chronic stress leads to high cortisol, which leads to incretin resistance. So when cortisol stays high for too long with stress or trauma or pain or burnout, it disrupts our insulin signaling, our gut-brain communication, our appetite hormones, and our GLP-1, GLP-2, and GIP responsiveness. So this is why people under chronic stress feel hungry but not satisfied, tired after eating, bloated, inflamed, unable to lose weight. They feel emotionally overwhelmed. So this isn't a willpower issue, it's a hormone signaling issue. So cortisol creates incretin and insulin resistance. Let's talk about why. Cortisol raises blood sugar. Your liver dumps glucose, your insulin rises, and your cells stop responding. That creates insulin resistance. That cortisol disrupts your gut-brain signaling. So your vagus nerve becomes downregulated and you get weaker GLP-1, GLP-2, and GIP release. Then the cortisol increases inflammation. Inflammation blocks hormone receptors and incretin resistance is the end result. Cortisol alters your appetite hormones. So some people get more ghrelin, so they feel hungry. Other people lose their hunger altogether. They feel less sated when they do eat. They're more likely to get more cravings and emotional eating. And this is the metabolic loop that people get stuck in. So now let's talk about foods that increase cortisol. Because if we are doing something to calm our cortisol, and there's a million herbs as well, passion flower and Romania and lemon balm and all sorts of great things help to calm cortisol. But there's lots of foods that raise cortisol. So they spike cortisol when we eat them under stress. So high sugar foods, highly processed foods, skipping meals, very low calorie diets sometimes, HCG tends to maintain until menopause, excessive caffeine, and high glycemic snacks. So this can cause the blood sugar swings, the highs and lows, and your cortisol rises to help to stabilize it. Now let's look at foods that decrease cortisol. So these are foods that help to support stable blood sugar and gut health and regulate your nervous system. So you're looking at your high fiber foods, your vegetables, your legumes, your oats, your chia, healthy fats, avocados, nuts, seeds, olive oils, your proteins, your fish, your eggs, your legumes, your tofu, your magnesium-rich foods, your greens, your pumpkins, your seeds, your cacao, your polyphenols, they're the color of the rainbow, and things like berries and green tea, and your fermented foods, yogurt and kefir and sauerkraut, they all help to decrease cortisol, assuming you're not allergic to them. Foods that naturally increase your GLP-1, GLP-2, and GIP are things like, so with GLP-1, that's about satiety, feeling sated after eating, and appetite regulation. So things like fiber, healthy fats, protein, and bitter foods like rocket and grapefruit. GLP-2 is about gut repair and intestinal lining. So the things that help that are fiber, resistant starch, which is in cooled potatoes, lentils, and green bananas, and fermented foods. And then your GIP is your insulin response and your nutrient signaling. It's in proteins. It stimulates the response of GIP by proteins, healthy fats, and by balancing your meals so that you've got that great combination of protein plus fat plus fiber. These foods all help to support the natural incretin system. So, do these foods still work if someone has incretin or insulin resistance? The answer is yes, but the effect is blunted. So if insulin resistance is present, so that's a pre-diabetic state, your body still produces incretins, but blood sugar swings weaken the response. If you've got incretin resistance, so you're not making these little guys as easily, the body still releases GLP-1, GLP-2, and GIP, but the receptors respond less strongly. Food still helps, but the body may not feel the benefits until cortisol and stress are addressed. Now let's talk about holistic counseling and why it's essential when someone has got cortisol-driven health issues. Holistic counseling supports emotional regulation, trauma processing, nervous system repair, stress resilience, coping skills, and self-connection. When the nervous system calms, cortisol drops, insulin sensitivity improves, gut-brain signaling strengthens, and natural incretin system responses improve. Your appetite normalizes and your digestion stabilizes. So this is why mind-body work is foundational, not optional, for people with chronic stress and trauma, burnout and emotional eating, metabolic dysregulation, and cortisol-driven symptoms. So lots and lots and lots of people are going on the medical, so the injections for GLP-1 agonists and GLP-1 and GIP combos of the agonists. But we know with the medications, because there's such a huge drop, people can lose up to 39% of their muscle mass. They can lose fluid intake. They can really destroy their muscle mass, muscle quality, and collagen, which is why that Ozempic face is something we're seeing out there in the world at the moment. If they don't do their trauma balancing, or if we're losing weight on this, but this is muscle sparing and collagen sparing, if we don't sort out those traumas, sort out that stress, sort out why we went to burnout or metabolic dysfunction and that cortisol-driven symptoms, that can really allow us to put that weight back on, even if we've done a huge amount of healing while taking any of these nutritional supplements like the tri-GLP, or if people have done it medically. So that's where, David Scheel, with the holistic counseling can come in, and he's got a great special for people in Australia this year via Zoom or in person, only $75 for 90 minutes. It's absolutely crazy. And when we run the AO scan, so we can run a bioresonance scan for $99, we can run a scan with a quick little overview, and then you get some frequencies to listen to every day that help you to bring your cells back into balance and unlock some of that emotional trauma so that your nervous system can deal with it. So I hope that's helpful, because I've been wondering all of that myself. So I did a little bit of a deep dive into cortisol. If you like this, please share, like, and subscribe, and I'll talk to you again soon. Mwah.